The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Arguably, the most symbolic and significant number in all of Scripture is the number 7. But 7 was not chosen arbitrarily, nor is it significant only because 7 happens to rhyme with heaven. Its value and its virtue goes much deeper than that. Here, it helps to know a little Hebrew. The word for 7 in Hebrew is Shiva or Sheva. That is also the term used to swear an oath or to enter into a covenant. Now, a covenant is much more than a promise. It is based on a solemn oath, like a marriage. I remember just a couple of weeks ago on his 50th wedding anniversary, Bill Bergler could barely repeat the words of his vows. He could barely utter them because they were so sacred. When we go to a bank, we get a loan and we sign a promissory note because we promise to pay back the loan. But an oath is far greater than a promise. Why? Well, a promise creates a contract whereby we exchange goods and services. But an oath creates a covenant wherein we exchange persons. We say, "I give you myself, and you give me yourself." A promise differs from an oath like a prostitution differs from marriage. When God created the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th day, he was not just tired after 6 long, hard days, feeling exhausted and needing a break, a chance to catch his breath and recharge his batteries. God rested on the 7th day because he was making a covenant with creation. Indeed, he wanted to marry his creation. If that sounds preposterous to you, Isaiah said the same thing. In Isaiah chapter 62, verse 5, one of the most beautiful passages of the Old Testament, "For as a young man marries a virgin, so your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you." As audacious as it sounds, the number 7 signifies marriage. And ultimately, it means marriage with God. That is the deepest dimension of the number 7, which means covenant and oath and ultimately marriage. We see the number 7 in both of our scripture readings this morning. In Genesis chapter 6, God orders Noah to take 7 pairs of clean animals and 7 pairs of clean birds into the ark. Furthermore, God said he would wait for 7 days before sending rain upon the earth to cause the flood. These sevens are not arbitrary or isolated numbers or periods of time. They signify a covenant that God makes with Noah. Indeed, God swears an oath, Sheva, to protect Noah and his ark, the new creation, like a husband will provide and protect his bride and their future family. In the gospel, Jesus reminds his apostles how he broke seven loaves of bread and fed 4,000. And when he asks, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? They answer, seven. And then our Lord asks, exasperated, do you still not understand? Jesus might ask us the same question. Do you still not understand? And we're like scratching our heads. No, don't have a clue. In other words, just as God employed the number seven in the Old Testament to symbolize his desire to marry his people, so Jesus uses seven in the New Testament to signify that he too is the bridegroom who wants to marry his bride, the church, and to provide bread aplenty and to protect her like a good husband. John the Baptist saw the significance of seven when he said about Jesus, the one who has the bride is the bridegroom, meaning our Lord. The best man, meaning John, who stands and listens to him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. The deepest dimension of the number seven in Scripture is the desire of our loving God to marry us and take us home to heaven. My friends, we experience the significance of the number seven in our work week. We work for 5 days and rest for 2 days. That may seem like an arbitrary arrangement inherited from our Judeo-Christian history. And so, maybe we can easily exchange it. Why not adopt a 5-day week or a 10-day week or some other arrangement? I suppose we could. And if atheism's influence increases in our culture, we may well change the work week to disconnect it from Christianity and Judaism. But we would also divorce ourselves, pun intended, from the deepest dimension of the significance of seven, namely our marriage with God and his desire to take us home to heaven. And what would happen if we did away with the significance of seven as a marriage to God? We would only be left with promises. And promises are little more than prostitution. Praised be Jesus Christ.